All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we are here for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. One big contract signing is we have a contract extension for Tully Blanchard. So we are excited to have him still on, even though, yes, he's still in Devastation Incorporated. But we have some big matches today, as we have, first of all, a Interstate 74 title match being in Peoria. Also, we have the World Tag Team Champions involved in a non-title match, as well as the number one contender for the World Tag Team titles being crowned today. So, a lot of things going on. Let's get right into it. We start off with the Interstate 74 title on the line. Disco Inferno defending the title against former champion Ahmed Johnson. And Ahmed comes out and beats the stuffing out of Disco in a very quick match to regain the title. Even after the match, Ahmed bloodies Disco. Lance Storm rushes the ring with the former World Tag Team Champions right behind them. Ahmed does not like the 3-on-1 odds and leaves the ring. But Ahmed holds the title belt high as he and Akbar leave the ring. Your winner in a time of 1 minute 6 seconds and new Interstate 74 champion is Ahmed Johnson. Alright, so we get all of that cleared up and we move on to tag team action. This seems like tag team week here, and that's probably one of the things that I have been lacking on most is good tag team matches, especially since Akbar decided to reinstate the American tag team titles. So, we have Akbar throwing his weight around here. Our first tag team match of the night is Eddie and Doug Gilbert facing off against Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp. You know, thanks to how everything turned out last week with the elimination match, Akbar demanded that Hot Stuff and Hyatt International have to face each other. Eddie counters with a tag team match between the Gilbert brothers and the newest members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, Kendall and Iron Mike Sharp. The two tag teams show why they get along so well. Even though this is the first official match for Kendall and Sharp as a team, they show great ability and chemistry. The match is fairly even until Eddie gains the advantage over Sharp with the hot shot. Doug gets the pin shortly after with a flying elbow drop on Sharp in a time of 14 minutes, 19 seconds. Your winners are the Gilbert brothers. After the match, the Sheepherders and Bad Company rush the ring. The four tag teams battle each other, but Hot Stuff and Hyatt International gain an advantage. Even though Kendall and Doug are thrown out of the ring, they come back into the ring with chairs to help clear out the members of Devastation Incorporated. The four who were in the match stand tall in the middle of the ring, with the crowd cheering for them. Next match has Octagon and Psychosis facing off against Mike Jackson and Tommy Rogers. The Mexican superstars come down to the ring full of confidence. However, Jackson and Rogers quickly take advantage of their overconfidence. Rogers gets the pin over Psychosis with a small package in a time of 6 minutes, 10 seconds. Your winners are Mike Jackson and Tommy Rogers. Jackson and Rogers quickly leave the ring. Akbar climbs into the ring and berates his tag team. The Sheepherders come down to the ring as well. They beat down on Octagon and Psychosis. After about 5 minutes, Akbar calls the Sheepherders off. They leave Octagon and Psychosis in the ring. The EMTs bring them out of the ring. Well, this brings me down to the ring, and Eric Embry and Brett Wayne Sawyer flank me. I challenge the Sheepherders to come back out to the ring. Have a match against two of my Dirty Dozen. Guys that haven't had the stuffing already beaten out of them. The titles won't be defended, just a good brawl between the two teams. Akbar comes out with the Sheepherders. The world champions hold the belts high over their heads as they walk down the aisle. Akbar collects the title belts and sends them into the ring. As soon as the Sheepherders slide into the ring, Eric and Brett attack them. The four battle around the ring. Randy Anderson shows great latitude in the match. Some semblance of order is achieved as Eric and Luke battle in the ring. Eric plants Luke with the spine buster He climbs the turnbuckle for a moonsault, but Luke rolls out of the way. Luke manages to get a tag on Butch. Butch runs through Eric with a vicious lariat. He knocks Brett off the ring apron. And as Eric gets back to his feet, Butch takes him down with a swinging neckbreaker for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 8 seconds. Your winners are your World Tag Team Champions, the Sheep Herders. All right, so now we get back to the singles for a little bit as we have one of these great matches that I'm sure somewhere in the UWF vault there is a match between these two guys, and that is Iceman King Parsons and Hacksaw Butch Reed. There's got to be something. In fact, I'm probably thinking of even a feud that they had back in maybe 87, but I can't remember if that was Iceman that Butch Reed had it with or somebody else. Anyway, Iceman and Butch Reed have a great match. They brawl inside the ring, but Reed gets the pin after a superplex in a time of 11 minutes, 56 seconds. A great match between these two guys. I can definitely see more coming out of this. On the other next match, you have Austin Idol, the Universal Heartthrob, the primary holdout of the free agents that has turned down the Dirty Dozen, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, Devastation Incorporated, and even Percy Pringle and the Hacksaws. He faces off against Chris Candido, and they have a brilliant match. They keep it scientific, but the fans are on their feet for more than 20 minutes. Candido misses a Pittsburgh plunge, and Idol wraps him up in the Las Vegas leg lock for the submission victory in a time of 21 minutes, 5 seconds. Now we move on to the other side of things, as Candido's tag team partner Tully Blanchard, who just signed a good, almost year-long extension with the PWA, takes on Dustin Rhodes. And Tully and Dustin have a brutal match. The two of them tear into each other without spilling blood all over the mat. The crowd goes crazy with each near fall. Almost 25 minutes into the match, Dustin goes for a bulldog, but Tully shoves him off. Tully drops him with the slingshot suplex for the pin in a time of 24 minutes, 59 seconds. Tully making a big statement for having a shot at maybe the World Heavyweight Champion, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, or the American Heavyweight Champion, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Akbar would love to have either or both of those titles back in Devastation Incorporated, but we'll have to see. But what we do have is Devastation Incorporated holding the World Tag Team titles with the Sheep Herders, number one contenders on the line. Bad Company facing off against the former champions, Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. In tonight's main event, we find out if there will be a World Tag Team title match at Remember Their Legacy in 2 weeks. Although we made an agreement 3 weeks ago, Akbar is trying to get out of the guaranteed match at Remember Their Legacy. Akbar has already said that Bad Company will forfeit their title shot. However, Scorpio and Wildcard have something to say about it. Bad Company and Akbar come down to the ring first. Scorpio, Wildcard, and I attack them from behind. Scorpio and Wildcard have chairs. I have a kendo stick. Scorpio and Wildcard tear up their chairs over Bad Company. I take Akbar down with a Russian leg sweep with the kendo stick across his throat onto the concrete floor. Security comes down and separates all of us, sending Bad Company to the ring. Scorpio and Wildcard are escorted to the ring as well. Akbar and I take up our places on opposite sides of the ring. Tommy Young calls for the bell to start the match. Much of the match involves Tanaka and Scorpio. Wildcard and Diamond have their moments as well, but the former tag team champions isolate Tanaka. When Diamond finally gets the tag from Tanaka, Scorpio whips him into the turnbuckle. Wildcard nails him with a big avalanche splash in the corner. Then Wildcard drops Diamond with a sit-out facebuster while Scorpio hits the 450 splash. Akbar climbs onto the ring to protest, but I pull him off and tell Young to focus on the ring. Scorpio has Diamond covered, but Tanaka makes the save before Young gets down to count. Wild Card takes Tanaka out of the ring. As Young deals with Wild Card, I toss my kendo stick to Scorpio. Scorpio breaks the stick over Diamond's head. Then Scorpio covers and gets the pin in a time of 23 minutes, 12 seconds. Your new number one contenders, still number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles are Too Cold Scorpio and Wild Card. Akbar demands Young to reverse the decision for disqualification, but Young refuses. Akbar promises me that I will pay for my interference in his plans. I remind him that he tried his best to save his own skin, but I would see him in the cage after Scorpio and Wildcard reclaim their titles. Yes, we're getting to that match. World Tag Team titles on the line in the cage so that it's just the four of them. I can't get involved. Akbar can't get involved. We'll see who is the better tag team. And then, yes, if Scorpio and Wildcard win, I give Akbar a shot. 5 minutes in the cage. If he can beat me, he gets total control of the PWA for 120 days. If I win the match, all of Devastation Incorporated is fired and cannot come back into the PWA for another year. We've seen this happen with Brickhouse Brown before. Akbar knows I'm not playing around. But what's going to happen? Well, that's 2 weeks from now. We still have a lot of stuff going on next week. So come back for it. I will see you then. This is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next time.